Heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So write it down, 855-660-4261. Write it down, go outside, look at your lawn, look at your garden, and then come in. And if you have a problem, give us a call, and we'll try and work with you to solve that particular problem. It's as simple as that. 855-660-4261. Okay? Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about crabgrass.
Barry, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm hoping you can help me out. I have a fairly large lawn, about 5 acres, and every spring I put a pre-emergence down for crabgrass. And this year, I'm just having an awful problem with crabgrass, as well as what I would probably define as a almost like a wild strawberry that's in the lawn as well and pretty invasive. I have tried the Bayer hose end sprayers for the crabgrass and weed control. I've tried the Bonide. And I've also tried the concentrated Bayer on a tag behind sprayer. There was no results. I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay. How long ago did you apply it?
The initial application was about 3-4 weeks ago, and then I tried it again about 2 weeks ago with the concentrate.
Okay. And you've used the Bayer combination crabgrass and broadleaf?
Yes.
And on the Bonide, did you use the Weed Beater Ultra?
I did not. I don't exactly recall what the Bonide one was, but it was a crabgrass preventative and weed control.
Okay. When you use either of those products, you need to have no rain in the forecast for at least a 6 to a 12-hour period. Mm-hmm. And I know this year we've had showers like crazy all over the place. The Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is a weed killer that will take care of broad leaf weeds. So that weed that looks like a strawberry, that will be killed with the Weed Beater Ultra. Now, I love this particular product because when you apply it to your grass, it will turn your lawn blue for about a half an hour. That way you know where you have applied the product and where you missed. So that will take care of dandelions and chickweed and clover, ajuga, wild violets, wild strawberries, and in some instances, you do need a second application.
Now, is this available in the concentrate?
Yes. It's available in the concentrate, and it's available in a ready-to-use applicator that you just screw on to the end of your hose and turn on the water. Start the sprayer, and it will give you a nice showering effect and it works very well. I've used it on my lawn and virtually have cleaned all of the broadleaf weeds out. Crabgrass this year is everywhere. And I've treated my lawn. I gave it one application a week ago. I'm going to give it another application after the radio program today. The first application, it looks like nothing's happened to it to kill the crabgrass. And what I used was the Bone-Eyed Crabgrass and Broadleaf Weed Killer to see what kind of results. And again, it's the grass has turned a little bit yellow, but I'm going to give it a second application. And I did buy the Bayer crabgrass killer. And I'm treating a second part of my lawn with that product. And I've given that area, I had enough to do that section and enough left for a second application in the built-in hose sprayer.
No, typically how long? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's the Bayer product is supposed to be rainproof after 1 hour. The Bone-Eyed product will take longer to become waterproof. So I'm testing both products in different areas of my lawn that both have crabgrass in it, even though I used step one, which normally will kill all of the crabgrass. But, you know, with 10 inches of rain during June, it makes it difficult for a product to work. It just gets dissolved with all of that rain. So, normally, when you use a crabgrass killer, one application will do a pretty good job. But because of the number of showers and because there's so much of the crabgrass, the first application did change it to more of a yellow than a lime green. But I'm going to give it a second application after the program today. And again, I'm treating from the right side of my driveway is getting the Bayer crabgrass killer, and the left side of the driveway is getting the Bone-Eyed crabgrass killer and broadleaf weed, and we'll see what happens in the next week.
Now, could I ask you another question in regards to this? Mm-hmm. What would be the typical length of time before you'd start to see a change in, let's say, the color of the crabgrass or weeds, indicating that perhaps it's on the, you know, the getting ready to die or whatever?
Usually within a week or 10 days, you would see a definite color change.
And if you don't see that change, would it then be time to reapply?
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that you'll see happening to the crabgrass, and I'm noticing it on both sides, are red spots on the foliage. So I know that that's beginning to work. So the grass is getting paler. It's going from a lime green to a little bit of a lime green to the yellow. And I'm seeing spots, little red spots develop on the foliage itself. So I think a combination of that you should be seeing. And if you're not, then apply it a second time. Again, we've had a lot of rain. The crabgrass plants are very, very strong compared to what they would under a normal summer. Now, for example, I live in Maine. And normally in Maine, for the month of July, we get 1 to 2 inches of rain. And I know we've had like 3.5 to 4 inches, depending where you live. So we're were at least double, and in some places as much as triple, the amount of a normal rainfall that you would get during the month of July. So if you combine all the rain we had in June and double the rainfall that we normally get in July, that's why we're seeing the problem that these weed killers are not as effective because they're being diluted by all of the rain.
Just one another quick question. How far can these crabgrass seeds, let's say, move during the course of, for example, I have about a five-acre lawn. If I treat part of it that I'm trying to really control the crabgrass, I know there's other areas that are much, much further away that have some crabgrass in it that I don't necessarily treat. Can that drift in the air into areas that I've already treated?
Well, the way that if your crabgrass make seed, it will be, it will look like the old-fashioned TV antennas that we had on our house many years ago, and it's red. And the way that it would move is when you mow your lawn. So if you want to prevent it from spreading, and you're able to put a bag on your mower, that will capture all of the weed seeds. If you don't, it could blow.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes, Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Morning. We've been talking a lot about crabgrass this morning. It seems to be every place, and I know I have a lot more in my lawn than I normally do, and you do have to give it a second application if you want to get rid of it. Now, once you kill the crabgrass, you're going to end up with a lot of dead places in your lawn, and when we get to the end of August and the beginning of September, then you can plant fresh grass seed, but you've got to kill the crabgrass right now. And just before the break, we were talking how far the crabgrass seed will move. Well, if you're mowing your grass and your crabgrass is making a seed pod, It looks like the old-fashioned TV antenna that we all had on the roof of our house before cable came in or satellite came in. And when you cut it with your lawnmower, it's being blown all over the yard. Also, because it grows to be about 6 to 8 inches high, the seed dangles from the antenna-type apparatus that holds it, just like a wheat stalk, but much more intricate than that. If you get a windy day, that seed is small, it's light, and it can be blown around the yard relatively easy. But the main culprit is the lawnmower. And you say, well, you know, it's only going to blow it 10 or 15 feet. And in some cases, yes. But what can happen is if you're mowing the grass and the grass is moist, it's some of the grass will stick to the underside of your lawnmower. So you're mowing down the lawn. The grass is sticking, as well as the seed on the underside. And then you hit a bump, and all of a sudden, some of that grass that was attached dislodges and falls, and you could be 40, 50 feet away, and bang, a whole clump of seed just fell from underneath the mower. So the mower is the culprit.
So if you have crabgrass, you notice that it's making these red seed heads. Put the bag on it. And that way, as the grass is cut, all the seed heads are cut. They're captured in the bag of your lawnmower. I know it's a lot more work to collect everything and to empty the bag often, but at least you're going to minimize the spread of the crabgrass seed for the following year. Now, if you've got a big problem like that and you're not planning to plant grass seed, you can put down corn gluten. Corn gluten is part of the corn seed that is normally used to make dog food, cat food, animal food. And that particular corn gluten will kill the crabgrass seed during the fall season. And a company called Environmental Factor, they make the nematodes that will kill the grubs. They have a liquid corn gluten that you can apply in the fall of the year to your lawn, and it will kill the seed faster than a granular corn gluten, because it's got to be dissolved, changed to a liquid, and then it will attack the seed. But if you want to kill crabgrass seed in the fall, either the granular product, Jonathan Green makes it. It's an all-natural product. And then you can use the liquid also, which you just spray on, made by Environmental Factor, and that will kill the crabgrass seed in the fall so that you don't have a problem in the springtime. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call, and we'll try and help you to have a better-looking lawn and to keep your gardens productive, because the tomato hornworms, the cabbage looper, and the Colorado potato beetles, they're out and they're hungry.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you're going to buy one shrub this summer, I want you to consider my favorite hydrangea. And I planted a row along a walkway leading up to my front door. It's called White Diamond. And it actually glows in the sunlight. It's instead of being a ball, it's a cone-shaped flower with both sterile and fertile flower petals. Some are big and some are small. The bigger petals are sterile. The smaller flower petals are fertile, and they'll make a seed. But I'll tell you, this particular hydrangea, if you've got a sunny location and if you've got a sandy soil, is out of this world. It's been in bloom for 2 weeks now, and it will continue to bloom right up until mid-September. And when the weather gets cold, it will start to turn kind of a pinky color. But right now, it is incredible. It is covered with all types of bees and pollinators. And the plant itself is about 4 feet tall. It will get to be 6 feet, but I keep it cut because I want it to be in that 3 to 4 foot range so it doesn't get to be too tall. But the color
and the flowers are out of this world. And you can cut some of the long branches and put them in a vase of water for the kitchen table. They're fantastic. So if you're going to the garden center today, look for white diamond hydrangea. And it is hardy all the way to Presque Isle, Maine, and into northern New Hampshire, up in near the White Mountains, and also into upper state New York, and central and northern Vermont. It's a great hydrangea, flowers every year, and takes to pruning very, very easy. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charlie from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Charlie, good morning. How can we help you with your blueberries today?
Well, good morning, Paul. Paul, I have a blueberry patch that I started probably around 6 or 7 years ago, and I added maybe a different variety 3 years ago. But anyways, what's happening is my blueberry patch there's four plants looking at them, and they go back five plants, so a total of 25 plants altogether. Mm-hmm. But when you go back to the second to the third row, the fourth and the fifth row, only maybe half the size of the front row, and they produce very few berries compared to the front berries. And I fertilize them equally. I think they're getting the same amount of sun, even though they go towards the wood line. They get sun. They get morning sun, and the sun goes down around 3 o'clock in the afternoon in that spot.
Okay. So they're getting sun from sunrise until 3.
Yeah. And I was wondering why, the same variety, I was wondering why these back plants are so much smaller than front plants.
Now, the back of plants, are they a lot closer to some larger trees?
I would say they're closer, but my trees are back, pushed further enough back around there, so I didn't think the trees were affecting them.
Okay. And they were planted at the same time, same plants and everything else?
Yes, same fertilizer, same water, same everything. But there's something there that's just won't let them catch up. And the big thing is they have maybe 20% of the berries that the front plants have.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to see you do is this. What you need to do is to stimulate the root system of the plant so that they can play catch-up.
Yeah.
And the best way is with mycorrhiza. So
yeah.
I want you to go to your local nursery, and I want you to pick up either Holly Tone that has Biotone bacteria added to it and microbes.
I use Holly Tone in the springtime. I use Holly Tone heavy on them, and I also use the ammonium sulfate too.
Okay. Did you use ammonium or aluminum sulfate?
I think it's ammonium sulfate that I'm using.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm using the one that's made for the blueberries. I got it at the ag waste.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because what you need is a soil acidifier.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have any mulch or compost or sawdust or wood shavings on top of the soil to keep out the weeds and to hold the moisture?
Yes, I do, and I do weed. I do weed it maybe once every 4 weeks just to keep the weeds off.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest that you do is the Holly Tone,
Yeah.
Or the Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants, both contain the mycorrhizae that you need for root development.
Yeah.
Go to your local nursery and see if they have a straight mycorrhizae fertilizer.
All right.
And I would hit those plants hard with that. And with all the rain that we have had this year, if you applied the fertilizer at the normal time, which would be during May, most likely it's gone because of all the rain that we've had during June and July. And a second application now will help the plants to mature the fruit, because your blueberries should be turning blue now and should be ready for picking. And it's also making the flower buds for next year at the same time. Any plant that flowers during April and May, those flower buds are being made during August and September for the following spring. So plants like forsythia, quince, weigelia, blueberries, grapes, all of your flowering trees like dogwoods or flowering cherry, flowering plum, flowering pear, lilacs, they're making the flower buds in the next 2 months. And if you can give them a good shot of fertilizer, something like either Plant Tone or Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants or for shrubs and trees, it will help them to be more productive flower and fruit-wise next season.
Paul, I didn't realize that I could fertilize the blueberries this late in the season.
Yeah, you can. Because, see, normally a fertilizer that you would apply in May will last, that's organic. Chemical fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, will last in your soil for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you use an organic, it will last 12 to 16 weeks. So if you apply it in April, early May, it will carry it the whole year. But we've had so much rain that a lot of the nutritional value of the fertilizer that you have applied has washed out of the root zone of your plant. And it's gone.
So
feed them now, and it will help them to get through the remaining part of the summer and the fall, and will help them to make more flower buds, which will give you blossoms and fruit for next year.
Okay, I'll do that, Paul. I have just one quick question about my rugosa rose. It's overtaking the front of my house. When can I prune that back? When can I cut that back?
Rugosa roses can be cut back just about any time, really. If they're getting out of control, you can cut them back, but you've got to leave foliage there.
I see.
Now, if you want to do a dramatic cut,
yes,
do it in March. Now, I have a section of beach roses or Rosa rugosa that's in front of my vegetable garden. And last spring, they were 4 feet tall. They were getting out of control. They were spreading all over the place. So in early April, I took my Rosa rugosa that were 4 feet tall, cut them back to 2 feet. And my neighbors said, "What the hell are you doing? They were so beautiful." I said, "They're getting to be too big." So I cut them in half. I cut them to 2 feet. I pulled all of the suckers that were getting into the lawn out. And by the end of the year, those 2 foot tall stumps that remained, yeah, because the leaves had not appeared on it. The plant themselves got thicker. They got fuller. They produced new shoots, and they grew to be 3.5 feet tall, and they flowered like crazy. But if you cut them, but if you take all the foliage off now, then you're going to have a problem, and you won't have the flowers. So in the early spring, say, I'm doing this for your own good, and cut them back.
Oh, I'll do that, Paul. Paul, thank you for your help.
All right, thank you for the phone call. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roger from Mass with a question about his plum tree.
Roger, how can we help you with your plum tree today? Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. My plum tree, I have a Stanley plum about 20 years old, and it has black growths all over it that wrap around the branches. It looks like, you know, when you look at it, the texture looks like it would be soft, but they're hard as a rock, you know, all different sizes.
Is it over the entire tree, Charlie, Roger?
Yeah, it looks like somebody hung Christmas decorations on it.
Oh, boy. What you've got is a gall. The only way that you can stop it, you're going to take a container of bleach, dip your pruners, come back 6 inches in front of the black gall and cut it off. Dip it into the bleach. Make a cut. Dip it into the bleach and make a cut.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we were talking with Roger about a gall or a canker on a plum, and it's a black callus type growth that develops around the entire stem, and as it grows, it creates a squeezing effect like a girdle, and eventually it will tighten and prevent moisture and nutrition from getting to the end of the branch. And Roger, if you go out now and you rub this black growth with your hand and your fingers turn black, those are the spores that are spreading to make the problem worse. So, as I suggested earlier, take your pruners or loppers, dip them in bleach, and that will sterilize it. Go about 6 inches in front of it, cut it. Remove the branch, dip it in bleach again to sterilize the pruners and make your next cut. And sterilize before every single cut and try and remove as much of it as possible. If it comes back in the spring and it shows no sign of stopping, you will have to cut the tree down because it will kill it in time, and you won't be able to replant a plum in the same area for a couple of years to let the area self-clean itself and get rid of the spores that may be in the soil waiting dormantly. Okay, so you may have to plant a peach or a pear or an apple, but not a plum. It's once you get it, it's a difficult problem to solve in your tree. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you. And I'm sure that all the rain we had this year really made the problem intensify faster than it normally would. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Sandy, how can we help you with your tomatoes this year?
Good morning, Paul. How are
you? Hi.
Hi.
Good.
I'm thinking that I need to say to my tomatoes, I'm doing this for your own good. When do I lop off the blooms that I just know there isn't enough time for them to mature?
Well, you've got 3 weeks in August, and then you've got September. So any flowers that would be developing in the next week, then I would pinch the tip off the plants so that all the energy goes to the remaining part of your plant to allow those time to grow larger and to mature on time. You know, if we have a normal summer, August, we have a normal September, some of the fruit that's on the tip will reach maturity size, but, you know, we have to be practical. We have to say to ourselves, we've got another 5 or 6 weeks of growing time, and if you're just getting little yellow flowers now, you're not going to have enough time to go from the blossom to a nice red tomato. So pinch all the tips off.
Yep.
That will force all the energy to go to the fruit that's already developing on the plant. It will help them to get larger. It will help them to mature. And it will help them to ripen better. And that's a good tip to pass on to your fellow gardeners.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe. And then the other question I had was, I think I have some suckers coming off my white diamond hydrangea. Can I just cut that down at the base? They shot up about 5 feet, and they don't look like they're going to have blooms on them ever.
They probably won't have blooms ever. I wouldn't cut them all the way down. I would cut them to the height of the existing, because I had that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I left them alone, and they're all in bloom right now.
Okay, great. Thanks,
so just
Paul.
So okay, I thank you. Just cut them back so that they are at the same level as the rest of your plant, and they will flower for you next year. But I'll tell you, folks, if you want a beautiful hydrangea that's really, really hardy, and when the sun hits the blossoms of white diamond, they're unbelievable. You'll love it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.